Music is a universal language, so if you may not be able to understand the language that local health officials are using to warn you about a deadly pandemic, music can provide another way to communicate. And that's exactly what Caribou is doing to discuss the coronavirus among Vermont's African community. Irene Caribou Webster is a social worker and singer in Caribou, which released a new song and music video this month. It's aimed at increasing awareness and information on how to get a COVID-19 vaccination. The song is called Chanjo, the Swahili word for vaccine. And Irene Caribou Webster joins me now to talk about this new song. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
What kind of concerns were you hearing about in regards to the COVID vaccine that inspired you to write this song in the first place?
Well, I work as a community outreach caseworker for the refugees that have been settled in the area where I live, in Burlington and in the area of Winooski. And I realized that my community were not too sold on the idea of using the vaccine. Actually, they were afraid of the vaccine more than they were of the coronavirus itself, because they seem to be victims of misinformation. The best thing to do was to try and show them, because I'm a leader in the community, that I too am participating, and it's all good. The information out there is accurate. And so it was a way for me to disseminate information that is otherwise dry and make it into a song that's fun. So then I wrote the song Chanjo.
I want to play a clip of that song in just a moment, Irene, but first I want to ask you, I don't want to repeat the misinformation that some in the community were hearing, because we don't want to even give that a voice. You know, it is misinformation after all. But where was that misinformation coming from?
So they have an app called WhatsApp, and within WhatsApp are a bunch of videos that were being circulated. And some of that information was coming from Africa and other places. And there were some videos that were being that seemed to be anti the vaccine, and so they became more afraid and more confused, because there were some particular leaders in Africa that were not also sold on the idea of using the vaccine. And then there were other factors, you know. History shows that relationships between Africans and the Western world is not. There's not so much trust, because you've seen that colonizers came and they took their resources and they plundered, you know, wonderful things from Africa. And so now when they're trying to sell information to them, they are afraid that this is another ploy to take away their lives. So they want to wait and see what's going to happen later on in the day. And maybe they'll consider it, but not right now.
Well, let's hear your effort then to get the right information out there through music, through song. And here's a little bit of the tune Chanjo. So that's a little bit of the tune Chanjo. And first, Irene, let me ask, are you singing lead on that particular tune?
Yes, I am.
You have a lovely voice, I must say, before I get to my next question. That is really, really beautiful.
Thank you.
So that song is in Swahili. What are you saying in that clip?
I'm saying that we are able to eradicate this virus by taking the vaccine. Because these are experts, they've already tried this vaccine and it is 95% safe. And if we all come together, we can eradicate this easily. If you're safe, then I'm safe.
Well, you put this song out this month. I'm wondering if you've gotten any feedback yet. How's it been received? Has it changed people's minds at all?
The song, the target was for the Africans. They're slow in accepting this song. They say, oh, it sounds nice, but you're not quite sold yet. It's a lot of work. I am together with the Department of Health educational forums on Zoom. And we talk about this. They ask questions, they are answered, and slowly they're coming around. So I just use my voice to give back to this community to try and give them the correct information so that they can have information to make a good decision.
Irene Caribou-Webster is a native of Kenya and is a performing artist and a social worker. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you for having me.